Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's a Wednesday edition of the Hoffman Show here on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. It's a busy show today with a lot going on. 1 week until the NBA draft, the WNBA, more controversy around Caitlin Clark. And this time, she's not faultless. So we're going to talk about that coming up in just a few minutes, including taking your calls. We'll get to some NBA draft discussion later on in the show. As I just said, that's a week away. So there's a lot going on. Also, this is our last show before the NBA Finals Game 6. Tomorrow we are off for Juneteenth. Friday we will be back to review Game 6, but we'll preview it before we go. We start, though, with the Nationals, who have lost 10 straight games. I was doing a podcast earlier with our guy, Louis T. A fun show. I've done his summer series 2 years in a row. It's a really fun bit. And I was joking about, you know, at the end of the show, he's like, hey, tell everyone where you can find your stuff and whatever. And I was like, you know, we talk Commanders a lot on the show. But today we're going to be talking about the Nationals. And I don't know if they want us to actually do that. So for anyone in the Nationals organization that was like, man, I wish that afternoon show on 980 would talk about us more. Careful what you wish for. Your team's lost 10 straight, the last five of which are to the two worst teams of the National League. And the Marlins are actually it now, thanks to the sweep of Washington over the weekend, living in the same neighborhood as the Nationals, which is, I guess, fine, but is what it is. The Rockies are a different category. The Rockies have won. Like, the Nationals aren't good. To understand how bad the Rockies are, take the Nationals' win total and essentially divide it in half. They stink. They fired their manager weeks ago. They were so bad in a year where they knew they were going to be bad. And not only have you now lost five straight to the two worst teams in the National League, but you had the very controversial comments over the weekend where Davey Martinez was like, it's all on the players. It's not on the coaches. So things are not swell in Nationals land, to say the least. So the question is, what do we do with that information? Well, first, let's hear with the guy with actual decision-making power. That's Mike Rizzo, who had his weekly appearance on the Sports Junkies here on the Team 980 this morning and had this to say about Davey Martinez's comments about it being all on the players.
Here's my take on that. It's, you know, Dave Martinez is as player-friendly managers I've ever had. You know, he and Dusty Baker, to me, run the clubhouse like no one else I've ever had in my career. So when you talk about, you know, one of the, you know, player managers in the league, Davey's one of them. This guy does 500, 600 interviews a year. You know, he does two a day, pregame, postgame, every time. And, you know, he's flawless. But, yeah, he got caught in a frustrating, frustrating, angry, you know, we were six, what were we, six or seven, eight in a row at that time. And got caught in a frustrated moment and kind of lashed out. And I think it was out of frustration. I Here's my take on that situation. There's onus on the players, there's onus on the coaches, there's onus on the manager, and there's a great onus on the general manager to do a better job. We all got to look in the mirror. You lose 10 games in a row. You said at the beginning, it's hard to lose 10 games in a row. I've never lost 10 games in a row. I'm just my 43rd year in professional baseball. I've never lost 10 in a row. It's tough.
I love that answer, honestly, from Mike Rizzo. Because he's right on all the things. And I said this in response to the comments this weekend. I thought they were pitifully bad. In a vacuum, what he said is inexcusable in that it belies what it means to be a coach. And amidst struggles, everybody needs to look in the mirror. And if you think it's on the players, your job as a coach is to figure out how you get the players to do the thing you want. Like, that is literally what it means, which is why it bothered me. But I also said baseball managers talk a stupid amount. They do pregame, they do postgame for 162. They also give additional interviews and press conferences. And I don't know if it's 600 interviews a year. That is ridiculous. That would be two a day for 300 days a year. And they don't do that. They get more than that in terms of time off. But it might be, 400 interviews that Davey Martinez does between, side chats with reporters to podcasts to radio shows to the press conferences that we just said he does two a day of. Like, he gives a lot of interviews. And if he has a moment of human weakness where his frustration gets the better of him, I'm not going to hold that against him long term. However, losing 10 straight for the first time in your 43-year professional baseball career is a pretty big deal, and the team is going very clearly in the wrong direction as you're trying to add talent, as you're trying to incubate talent, and that is something that needs to be seriously considered, and that is cause for a lot of fans, including some vocal ones at last night's game who were chanting Fire Davey, to want exactly that. Here's Mike Rizzo, predictably, as he is the general manager who has not fired the manager yet, defending his manager.
Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh hasn't won a World Series since We Are Family. Colorado's never won a World Series. And Baltimore, Davey Johnson was the last guy who won a World Series with Baltimore. This guy is proven through trials and tribulation that he can handle a roster, he can handle a veteran laden team, and he's developing at the big league level. And my track record is I have fired managers in midseason. I fired managers after season. I fired coaches midseason. I fired coaches after the season. We're all being evaluated. We all got to look ourselves in the mirror. And we are at a point right now where we're moving forward with our development of these young kids. I think Davey still has the pulse of the clubhouse. He's a great clubhouse presence, and he's a calming presence. And I think that once we get through this thing and win a couple of games, which we will, we can right the ship and continue progressing towards winning a championship, whenever that is.
Ah, yes, the old whenever that is. And look, if all the things that Rizzo just said are true, then it's fine that Davey stays. If he truly does have the pulse of the clubhouse, which is the most important thing, have you lost the room? If you still got the room, we got hope. If you've lost the room, time to go. And sometimes it's not about your skill. It's just you need a new voice. He's been there a long time. And a new voice could come in and say the same things, and it hits different. It just, that's life. That is leadership, especially in the high kind of pressure environments that exist in pro sports. But my question would be, what evidence do we have of Davey? Like, yes, he was great with the veteran team and helped win a World Series. But ever since, as the team has gotten younger and younger, what evidence do we have here that he is the right guy to lead this team forward and get the player development that we want when we've seen so many players not develop under his watch? That, remember, that was one of the big gripes of the Rosenthal piece a couple of weeks ago, was not just that they failed to draft well, but it's that guys that people thought were going to be pretty good players didn't develop under the Nationals' watch, Victor Robles being the chief amongst them. And why is that? Is that a Davey thing? Is that a minor league thing? Is that a system thing? But I struggle with the data points of the young players that have really picked it up and played well at the major league level under Davey's watch. So
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Last but not least, or two more real quick here as we continue to our start here of the Hoffman Show on a Wednesday. First, specifically to the fans who want Davey out, Rizzo's response.
You guys had Davey out the door in 19, too. I mean, so, you know, yeah. Your station, every other station wanted him fired. The coaches fired, the GM fired, the owners sell the team. Same, it's the same thing, it's built on frustration, and I get it. You know, fans are fans. They root for their team. They want their team. They want to be proud of their team. They want to, the team to perform well. So, you know, because it's their team. Believe me, we all feel that. But I'm looking at the big picture of an entirety of a season, and we're in June 17th or 18th, and we've got 3.5 months of baseball left. And you know, 10 days ago we were 30 and 32, and our whole discussion and narrative was different.
Totally. Yes.
And we're hopefully in 10 days from now, I'm back here on a Wednesday, and we're talking about wow, we really turned things around.
Lord willing, because he is right, and like. This is good Mike Rizzo, right? We've played some clips from Rizzo in the past where you're like, oh, really, guy? And sometimes you're in a tough spot as a GM, and you just kind of got to eat it, and you're going to have to give an unsatisfying answer. But this one, I mean, it's unsatisfying, but it's also correct. Like in 2019, the whole deal with the Nationals were they weren't very good in June, and then they were the best team in baseball all the way through winning the World Series. So what do you do with that information? Well, it's June, so you probably go, hey, maybe you can do that. Not that they're going to win a World Series this year, but like the idea that he can, you know, he's lost the clubhouse because of the results in June. Well, we do have evidence to that, to the contrary. And it is a long view. That is ultimately what Rizzo's job is to ignore the noise, not give takes beyond like, this is where we are. And you know, we're all working to get better and play the long game. And you have to, you have to be able to have some short-term vision of the long game. You have to be able to see that there's some bumps in the road ahead and, you know, just how many bumps are out there. But I don't think that's an unreasonable answer from Mike Rizzo. Last one I want to play real quick, just this 10-game losing streak, because this is the kind of thing that does get him, like, especially if they get swept back-to-back by the Marlins and the Rockies, that's the kind of thing that gets a manager fired. So where are we at right now on this 10-game losing streak? Last clip here from Mike Rizzo's appearance on the Sports Junkies this morning.
We're all very frustrated with it. We're all concerned with it, and we have to play better. And we work as, you know, everything we do here is a team. I'm responsible for everything that goes on in baseball. So you know, the uh, uh, the the good and the bad, and the 10-game losing streak. That's my team that I put out there, and it's you know, I take responsibility for the successes and the failures of this franchise, and I think that that's what leaders do, and I will continue to do that, and we will continue to strive for to put the best product on the field that the DC people could be proud of.
For the full interview on the Sports Junkies with Mike Rizzo, search the Junks podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Coming up here on the Hoffman Show, we will continue to discuss this, which is our lead story of the day. But the other big story in the world of sports today is the latest kerfuffle, in this case a true scuffle, in the WNBA. There's breaking news on suspensions around what happened with the Fever and Sun and Caitlin Clark last night. We'll give you the news, reaction, and some analysis next here on the Team 980.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.